Welcome to your five for today. The minister stood up in church one Sunday morning and prepared to deliver his weekly sermon. This time, however, he did something different. Putting his hand into his pocket, he pulled out a crisp new £20 note. Looking around his congregation, he said, "This morning I am going to give this to one of you. Who would like it?" Predictably, every hand went up. The minister took the note in one hand and with the other hand crumpled it up until it was a small ball. He then smoothed it out and again held it up, but now it was covered in creases. "Who would like it now?" he asked. Again, every hand went up. Without a word, he dropped the note on the floor and stepped on it, wiping his feet across it for about a quarter of a minute. He picked it up and held it up. The note was dirty, and some of the edges were torn and uneven, but the note itself was still in one piece. "Who would like it now?" he demanded. Every hand went up. The minister smiled. "I've treated that note very badly," he declared. "I've crushed it, stamped on it, torn it, and yet you still want it. Why?" Looking slowly around the congregation, he said, "It's because it has value to you." The congregation looked at him, some of them wondering where this was leading, some of them still wondering who was going to get the money. "Friends," said the minister, "there are many of you here that are just like that banknote. Life has crushed you, trampled on you, broken you. But the great news is that your Creator God still wants you, and you have lost none of your value in His eyes. You might think you're worthless, but God does not." Most of the congregation went home without the £20 that morning. Yes, somebody did receive it, but many went home with something far more precious. They knew that they were valued by God. And you know, the same is true of each one of us. God has shown the value He places upon you and me by the price He was willing to pay to bring us back to Himself. He gave His own beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, we may have been treated badly by life and circumstances, but God still values us and wants us for His own. Today He gives each of us an invitation to come and receive His amazing gift of life. The Bible tells us that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless you today.